Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Ezra Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afayin, Reziv Gahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now in the previous Mishnah, we listed a whole bunch of things that even though they're Mutar Ba'ana, they're Asur Ba'achila, because we're afraid that something non-kosher was mixed into it. So this Mishnah is the opposite. Mishnah Zayin tells us, Eil Mutar Ba'achila, the following things are even Mutar to eat from a non-Jew, Chalav Shechalav Avikachavim, milk that was milked by a non-Jew, V'Yisrael Re'ehu, but the Yid sees him, and that's even if the Yid's not watching him every single moment, as long as he knows that the Yid could stand up or walk in anytime, that places enough fear in the non-Jew that he's not going to put some non-kosher milk into it. Vadvash and honey as well. Wouldn't have to be afraid they put wine into the honey. Vadavdaniyos and grapes from the non-Jew. Alfbisha menatfin, even though they're dripping with liquid, that's not considered wine from the non-Jew. And also, in ben mishma hechsher mashke, this liquid that's dripping out of the grapes is not able to be machshdem l'kabel tomo. We've had this multiple times across many mesechtos. We know that produce is not able to be makabel tomo unless it becomes wet. It has to be mochshel l'kabel tomo. And one of the seven liquids that could be machshel l'kabel tomo is wine or grape juice, liquid from the grapes. And what we're saying over here is that even though there's liquid coming from these grapes, it's not going to be machshel l'kabel tomo because he doesn't want the liquid, he just wants the grapes. Moving on, ukvashim and pickled vegetables and other things, she'in darken losel sechen yayin v'chaymetz, the non-Jew usually does not put wine or vinegar into it, so we don't have to be afraid that there's some wine there. Vitaris and this type of fish, she'in a trufa, which is not chopped up into little pieces, so we don't have to be afraid there's non-kosher fish here. Vitzir shiyash badaga, fish brine from pickled fish that has this little kilbus fish swimming around in it, so it must be this is kosher fish brine. Va'ala shel chiltis and a whole leaf of chiltis. In the previous mission we mentioned a piece of chiltis that was cut by a non-kosher knife. Chiltis is such a sharp vegetable, it absorbs some of the non-kosher flavor from the knife, but here it's a leaf from chiltis. It was never cut by the non-kosher knife, so we don't have to be afraid of that. V'zeisim gluskais hamagulgalin, clumps of soft olives. This is basically when a whole bunch of olives are stuffed into a cleat together, they end up softening and forming one big clump or cake. We don't have to be afraid the non-Jew poured wine on them in order to soften them, so they're permitted. Now Rabbi Yossi tells us, hashluchin asurin, these types of olives, which means that they drop their pits. Shluchin is like a lashon of shaleach, that when you pick it up, the pit falls out, that's because it's so soft, so those are usur, and that's because the only way they got soft is by the non-Jew pouring wine onto them. Last din is hachagavim habayim asalula asurin, grasshoppers, obviously the kosher variety that a non-Jew is selling, if they're coming from the salula, the basket, which is out in front, they are usur, because he pours wine on them in order to soften them. But min haheptik, if they're coming from the storage bin out back, mutarin, then they are permitted because they don't have any wine on them. B'chein the truma, same thing with truma. If we have a kayin who suspected that he's actually selling truma, but he treats it as chulin, he's claiming to everyone, this is great chulin, come and buy it, but it's really truma, and a non-kayin is not allowed to buy it. So if it's in front of him, so it's usur, because we have to suspect that it's truma. But if it comes from the storage bin, you can assume that it's mutter, because the kayin's afraid to sell actual truma out of his eitzer, out of his storage house, due to the fact that if they discover him, the chum are going to come and be mafkir everything that he owns, which they have the power to do, and because of that, something coming from the eitzer is permitted, just not if it's out front, in the front of his store. And moving on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, says the Mishnah, kol atzlamim asurim, all tzlamim are asur. Now technically, the proper translation for atzelem is a sculpted image, and we're just going to translate it as an idol. It's basically some sort of form, which is most probably worshipped as avodah zarah. So all these tzlamim are asur. Why is that? Mibnei shei nevadim pamachs b'shana, because they were served once a year. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. According to Rav Meir, they had this practice that they would make a tzelem and put it at a very specific spot, and once a year, as the sun passed that spot, they would serve this idol, and therefore it's considered avodah zarah, even though again it's only being served once a year, and so it's totally usur. Whereas the chum and chum say ainay usur el kol sheyesh b'yadei makel tzibur kador, the only idol which is usur is one that has something in its hand that shows that it's an idol, that it's chashav, that it's important. So it has to have either a stick or a bird or a ball. There's a brice in the Gemara that adds on if it's holding a sword, a wreath, or a ring. In all these cases, it's considered chashav, and then it was served as an avodah zarah. But if it's not holding anything in its hand, you do not have to worry about this. Now, this is only by the entrance of a city, and that's because cities, which are very big places, are only going to serve things as avodah zarah if they have something in their hand. But in little villages, they usually don't make tzlamim, they don't make idols just for decoration. Therefore, any sort of idol, sculpted image, tzelem that you see in a small village, even if it doesn't have anything in his hand, you would have to suspect it's considered avodah zarah, and it's obviously asur b'ana. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel, where he's a third opinion, that kol sheyesh b'yadei kol davar, any sort of tzelem that has anything in his hand, it doesn't have to be something chashav, like we just mentioned, she's chachamim, if it has anything in his hand, even if it's like a stick or a branch or something like that, that's also something that we would have to treat as an idol, and obviously would be asur. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continuing with this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.